This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to The Morning Run. Now, before we get into the weeds with regards to East Malaysian companies, I'm going to take a quick look at the FBM KLCI, which is still in the green. It's actually up 0.32% to 1560. Now, continuing our theme of celebrating Malaysia Day, we're going to shift our focus to listed companies with operations and exposure in East Malaysia.
With heavy infrastructure projects in the works for these two states, are there any hidden gems to be found? And what does recovery look like in East Malaysia with the uneven vaccination rates?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Lester Siu, equity analyst from RHB Investment Bank. Thanks for joining us. Now, when looking at East Malaysia, what economic projects have been positive catalysts for companies there?
Okay, in terms of what has benefited the companies from Sarawak in the past, it has been more of the rural development projects. You can think about the Jendela in the recent times, the rollout of more telecommunications towers. So this has benefited companies like Charimata Sarawak, which owns Sakofa, and they've been handling the rollout of this telecommunication infrastructure. Aside from that, the more general ones would be in the engineering and construction space, whereby the recent years implementation of the Pan-Borneo Highway, the second trunk road, the coastal road, has benefited companies that were traditionally domiciled in Sarawak, like Charimata Sarawak. But aside from that, you also have beneficiaries like UM Agenta, which is more domiciled across the Malaysian market and has benefited from more Sarawak projects in the recent years. And companies like UM Agenta has also been securing further projects, such as the recent rollout of the Kuching Urban Transportation System. So overall, the projects have been development specific, and this has been the main drivers for the Sarawak listed or Sarawak exposed companies. In Sabah, there has been the same development based story. But the number of listed beneficiaries have been lesser as compared to Sarawak. So in Sabah, the space is much smaller when we're talking about investable companies.
What do you expect to see from the 12th Malaysia Plan and also Budget 2022 that will benefit East Malaysia?
In the federal budget and also under the in a general sense, you wouldn't hear about any specific plans benefiting the state because that would be state-specific. But looking at what has transpired in the past, there has been a sizable allocation that has been announced in the federal budget to Sarawak and Sabah. And as of last year, there was $5.1 billion of the federal budget allocated to Sarawak's development plans. So I expect this agenda to continue to be a priority of the federal government to continue supporting the Sarawak state's development aspirations. And I think from this allocation, it will be to the Sarawak administration to continue rolling out what they have been doing. So I think overall, it would be a continuation or extension of their development plans, including rural development, more roadworks, more telco infrastructure, and in addition to its tech-enabled introduction of new technologies, I think a portion of that will go towards supporting the entrepreneurs and also upscaling the human capital in Sarawak and Sabah. Whereas in recent months, there's been the announcement or the progression of big projects such as the methanol plant in Sarawak, which would be the first hub in Malaysia that's operated outside of the Petronas jurisdiction. Further beyond that, in the petrochemicals hub, Sarawak would continue to have emphasis on attracting more FDIs on that front. And one of the interesting topics they've been talking about would be to develop the hydrogen economy in Malaysia with the aspiration of being one of the first few major exporters of clean hydrogen energy surrounding countries such as Korea and Japan.
Now, Lester, vaccination rates are picking up. So what are your expectations on the recovery in Sarawak and Sabah then?
The vaccination rate, especially in Sarawak, has been very positive, with Sarawak already achieving almost 90%, having the critical mass to allow for a broader reopening economy. So one of the areas that they have been more severely impacted has been its tourism and hospitality hub, which is one key area that they've been developing in the recent years. So, you know, with this kind of a vaccination progress, I expect Sarawak to be one of the forerunners in terms of achieving the normalization or recovery in the post-pandemic scenario. I think in general, the vaccination rate would be critical towards achieving a faster rate of normalization of the economic activities. But although Sabah has been slowed, but there could be a potential of picking up fast, given that, you know, we have positive supply of vaccinations at this front. And, you know, we've seen some pickups in various areas and states. So Sabah could be the next one to follow suit.
Sarawak and Sabah-related companies have been very agricultural-focused. Is this still the same, or are there companies that have been overlooked?
Yes, I think aside in the listed space, there have been a number of big companies in the spotlight within, you know, infrastructure, engineering, construction, as well as in manufacturing. So one of the names, the biggest one would be Pressmetal, who is a proponent of the Sarawak success story, being the forerunner in the Samalaju Industrial Park, which has been one of Sarawak's key achievements in the recent years. So Pressmetal remains the largest Southeast Asia aluminium producer. And aside from that, in the engineering and construction space, you also have KKB Engineering, which is currently benefiting from the water pipes project rollout in Sarawak. And, you know, aside from that, if you're talking about logistics space, we also have the Bintulu Ports and Harbour Link Group. And aside from that as well, we also have the plantation companies such as Tan as an exposure in East Malaysia.
Now, then what are your top picks for East Malaysian companies?
Within this space, we continue to like Pressmetal as one of RHB's top picks, domiciled in Sarawak. Pressmetal remains one of the companies with the strongest earnings growth, where we expect 80% CAGR over the next 3 years. And for a KLCI-listed stock, this is definitely not a mean feat. And we expect Pressmetal to continue seeing stronger sentiment because of the constructive aluminium story. And separately, is in view of Pressmetal's ESG standing, whereby it is one of the cleaner aluminium producers in the world, because of its access to hydropower sources in through Sarawak Energy.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Lester Siu, analyst from RHB Investment Banks. I think he did highlight some interesting names in terms of the Sarawak listed companies. So there's KKB, which is in water pipes, Pressmetal, of course, Bintulu Port, that's involved in logistics and transportation, and Ta'an, which used to be a timber player but now has refocused to do plantations. Now, if we just look at Pressmetal, which is his favourite, this morning is up 5 cents to R5.63. Definitely an industry darling, because there are no sells on this stock. 6 buys, all love the counter, and the consensus target price is R7.38. Like I say, current share price R5.63. So we're looking at a potential return of 31%.
Well, I think all these companies leverage on agriculture and resources of Sarawak and Sarawak, and they either go downstream and they make money and then they diversify.
Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.